thought a lot about that, and you know, as we set out our off-season kind of plan, we wanted to be harder to play against, we wanted to be better defensively, we wanted a bit more of a veteran presence. You know, of course you want talent, but I think we have a lot of talented players that can produce offensively. We need to be better defensively to put ourselves in a position to take that next step. So the moves we've made, starting with the Paterka trade and right through yesterday, have been with that in mind. And yeah, I want to have skilled players, but I want to have harder players, players that make, you know, that play on both sides of the puck, that compete, and that goes back to what I just laid out. So. Yeah, I think we have the talent and skill to score goals, and we just needed to clean up some of the other areas.
Sabres GM Kevin Adams. Good Thursday morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy 4th of July weekend. Hits on a Friday.
How do we feel about it being on a Friday?
Great.
Yeah?
Great.
If it's on a Thursday, though, then you get Thursday and Friday off. Typically we wouldn't, but
well,
most would get Thursday and Friday off, right?
Some people might get both off. Some people might just take the Friday with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when there's the floating holiday in the middle of the week, that can be, depends, kind of like Christmas. Christmas, when it hits on a Wednesday,
right?
When you're in school, that's the best. They give you the full whole week of Christmas, 2 days before, 2 days after. Like Wednesday's a perfect Christmas hit. At least that's what I used to think when I was in high school and middle school. You get more time off of school.
Yep.
But 4th of July and a Friday, great. Why not?
Better. If I were ranking the days of the week I would want it, I think it would be near the top. Saturday would be the worst.
Definitely top seven.
Top seven for sure. It's better than Saturday and Sunday, right, for sure. Is it better than Monday?
Same.
Same. You could stay up on the Friday.
True.
The 4th. Is it better than Tuesday or Wednesday? That's the real question. Because I think it is better than Thursday.
I did not come prepared with my
your rankings of where the 4th of July should be.
Yeah, so you want to draft days of the week where the 4th of July could be?
I'll go. It's second. Second best. Thursday's the best.
Thursday is better. Right?
Thursday's better because you're probably getting off in most walks of life.
React to Joe's take. 803-0550. You're crazy, man.
I was just looking at, there's Adams talking, his how long he's been here, his first lineup for the Buffalo Sabres.
Eichel.
Of course. Yeah.
Reinhardt still here?
Sure.
I don't know. Who else?
I mean, some names you maybe don't remember or forget. Like you got your cousins and Dahlin and Tage. They're there.
Yeah.
Ristolainen.
Okay.
Carter Hutton starts in goal.
I can't wait for what name on this list is going to hit the best.
Okay. Eric Staal, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Skinner. Tobias Reeder. Olofsson. Montour. Colin Miller.
Yeah. They signed him from Vegas.
I would have guessed that was like 4 years before Adams, but Colin Miller, Jake McCabe, Curtis Lazar, Cody Eakin, and then Riley Sheahan. I have no memory of that. And I think that's the totality of it. Which one hit the most? Colin Miller? Because I don't know. The drought. That's a Botterill move. There aren't many Botterill moves, but I feel like that's one of those Botterill moves. Is that not the difference between Botterill and the other guys? Like, who were his guys? I know who Darcy's guys were. I know who Murray's guys were. That's O'Reilly and Kane and Eichel and Reinhardt and Adams. Maybe we have a list now that's growing of that. Who were the Botterill guys? It's part of the point. He didn't do anything when he was here.
Yeah.
In action. I don't. Who were his? He doesn't have any.
Michael Frolik.
And, like, come on. that's unbelievable.
He drafted Cousins.
All right, so Cousins, maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, 20 days till Bills camp. What are Bills fans talking about right now?
It's the last question somebody asked me about the Bills. Actually, I did do a radio hit in Charlotte yesterday. They're going through the schedule, and they got to the Bills. And, I mean, the first Bills question I got, and I feel like this has happened before on one of those, is, so what's everybody feel about McDermott right now?
Yeah.
Like, he's just good? He's safe? Does he have to win this year? And I basically was just like, I think everyone's either, one, has already been in the camp of they want him gone and have since 13 seconds, or two, they like him, or three, they're resigned to the fact that there's nothing that's going to happen anyway, so what's the point in really worrying about it?
What's everybody feel about McDermott? That's a good question.
Is that right, though, to be the first question about the Bills?
Well, there's a thing about this upcoming season that'll be interesting. What should you expect the defense to be? Last year was a down year for a McDermott defense. And
yeah,
if you say that, I think you have to admit you're complimenting him. That's a bad year. It wasn't that bad. Their defense was not a complete mess. But it was a bad year for them.
Yeah.
They got hit for more big plays. They couldn't get off the field on third down. They were not a great defense. They've had great defenses that have folded in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bean spends a ton of the draft capital rebuilding that defense, and free agency, you had pieces, you know, no Whale, but pieces, Bosa, Hoyt, Ogunjobi. These are veterans. These are guys that have shown they can play in the league. So I don't know what the Bills, what Bills Mafia really expects. This defense better be ranked blank, or does it just come down to, I need them to make a stop in January?
But we'll want to see signs during the regular season.
But even if you get those signs, we've had the Bills ranked number three.
No, that's right.
Top defenses regular season get to the postseason and not get their stops. Sometimes that's because of injuries.
But maybe you'll be open to the fact that this year could be different if they are third in the league in defense over the course of the regular season. If they come out with all these new additions and look the same defensively as they did last year, maybe even worse if they're not getting the turnovers, then there will be an expectation that they're going to get lit up in the postseason. Yeah.
You know, it kind of leads to a, I don't want to say it's a tough spot for McDermott, but let me give you two scenarios. In one scenario, they have the third-ranked defense in the regular season.
Okay.
And then they go out in the playoffs because they can't make stops. In the second scenario, they have the 14th-ranked defense in the regular season. And then they go out because they can't make stops. Which is actually worse for McDermott? The one where they're third.
It's a worse look. Yeah, it's a worse look.
Is it not? If they're just average and then lose because Lamar lights them up because the Ravens' offense is a wagon, then it's, I don't have the players. My coach had this level of defense. Maybe he didn't elevate them in the playoffs, but they had their flaws. They couldn't, you know, fill in the blank here. They couldn't get to the passer. They couldn't stop the run.
Yeah.
Cole Bishop didn't work out. Like, if some, whatever it is that keeps them from being a top defense, flip that around to, they were great all regular season. McDermott showed us in the regular season he can get the job done. Then it got to when the lights were bright and it fell apart. I just feel like even though the ending is the same, the story that's written on the way to that ending will definitely affect how his job is viewed when it does end. Of course, they could win the Super Bowl. Like, I always want to say that because they're probably pretty good.
Yeah.
But to me, what the regular season will do, you're asking, will it leave fans open to they can win it? Sure. What the regular season will do will create the expectation in the playoffs. Let's say they're 20th defensively. If they're bad on defense again, you might get to McDermott. You might get to Bean. You might ask, why can't you put something together anymore?
Yeah, what do those games look like?
Right.
Does that become a bunch of games that look like the Bills-Lions game or the Bills-Rams game?
Just shootouts.
From last year?
I certainly don't expect. There's a reason you and I made a bet. McDermott will never have a bottom 10 defense because I think the guy can coach defense and build defenses, and they have put them in position to win an awful lot of games over the years. I know Allen bails them out whenever he needs them to. But there are a lot of games where this defense played pretty darn well under Sean McDermott. Part of changing the culture is years over years of consistent, very good defensive play. Mm-hmm. We had the stat for, what was it, over 7 years? Then they give up 40 fewer passing touchdowns than the next closest team.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is an excellent resume for McDermott defensively. And we're kind of on a little bit of a reset here where, all right, next version of this. And the draft is about rebuilding it. The draft is about supplementing it. But the draft also will create, mm-hmm. you got a first, a second, a third, a fourth. You got all these picks. You got all these free agents. Mm-hmm. Your GM just went out and attacked it for you and flat out said, by the way, openly multiple times, it was the defense, it was the defense, it was the defense. So there are going to be expectations on him. And it's just kind of funny to think about for me that the regular season will determine what we want to see from McDermott in the playoffs or what we feel like he will have to perform with.
Right. But none of this gets him fired.
I don't think so.
And that was kind of my answer. Is like, I just don't think there is anything short of someday the quarterback saying I've had enough to where this that would happen. I'm pretty confident of that. I mean, I hate to ask this question for like the third year in a row, but does another Kansas City loss even do it? Because it's the same team over and over, and that could cause an extra layer of frustration and annoyance. Because I don't. I think they could lose to Kansas City the next three years, and I'm not sure he'd be fired.
I don't mean this to be snarky in any way, but the owner of the hockey team has a GM entering his sixth consecutive offseason with no playoff appearances. And if what am I going to do with the head coach of the football team that keeps getting me to the AFC Championship game? The owner seems to believe in process. Larger samples, give time.
Right.
Is the plan working? And in the hockey side, the plans have not been working, and there's not often great change.
Right.
And on the football side, the plan consistently works. So I would be shocked to see a big change for the Bills at the top if they went just as far and lose again. I mean, we would all lose our minds, and I feel like they would lose their minds again and be furious and be upset and wonder why it keeps happening. But
I'm telling you, it would take Josh losing his mind. Would take Josh being – he's not like this yet. I wonder if he ever will, because Brady turned into more of this at the end, and Rodgers turned into more of this into his 30s.
But Brady was never going to push out Belichick. He lost that battle.
No, he just left.
He left.
He just left.
Let me give you one more scenario there. As you're saying, like, Josh losing his mind. The only other thing it could be, and it's if McDermott and Bean are, in fact, splittable. Could that pair be split? And I tend to think that one thing people make a mistake on is viewing them as a package deal. But the other part of it is this. In a scenario where, you know, you're a head coach and a GM that are butting heads or at odds, or you feel like you're both hitting your head on the ceiling, and I'm not trying to paint a picture like they're blaming each other. You asked me, this is a question from a Charlotte radio station about McDermott that we've got on this conversation.
Right,
but
yeah.
Let's say that the two of them want to work without the other one. Somebody wants to work without the other. I need a new head coach. I'm the GM. I need a better coach. The coach, I need a better GM who's going to give me things that I want instead of, you know, not that they're – we don't even exactly know all the inner workings. But all I'm trying to get to is neither of them will leave Josh.
No.
No one – you don't get a scenario where the GM says, you know what, I'm just going to take a different job here because I think we –
Yeah, no.
It's not –
Remember when Tomlin got asked a couple years ago whether he was leaving for the USC job? Like, McDermott's not getting that question
Nobody that has their head on straight is ever leaving Josh Allen, which leads to the only way something changes at the top is, I think, if there is a split.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Pegula would ever consider doing both. Things are going great. If they were to lose and there was ever going to be a split, it's someone's kicked out because the other person got to stay, and they both will want to stay with Josh. Because if you're a GM, Josh is a cheat code. And if you're a coach, Josh is a cheat code. Mm-hmm. It is not a team that is banging its head on the ceiling and you think, yeah, the quarterback might just be okay. If Chris Greer wanted to leave Miami because he has another job opportunity, like, you know, Tua's good, but I could go somewhere and get something else.
Sure.
You would never think that as a coach or the GM of this team.
No, that never.
You would never think, you know what? Grass is greener over there. It's not.
No. Josh allows you here to kind of misstep at your own job and get away with it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you misstep in similar ways on other teams, it is like the thing. It's highlighted. It is like you see it, whereas Josh can cover it up.
803-0550. 20 days to camp. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring. Happy Thursday. It's beautiful again. Really an incredible run of weather here. 4th of July tomorrow. Have a happy and safe holiday. course, extended weekend. Sal's gone for a while, huh?
Sal is going to Italy next week.
Italy.
He's going to Italy. In the middle of July, by the way.
It's probably lovely.
It's lovely. It's going to be, I bet it's going to be hot, though. I went to Europe 2 years ago for our honeymoon in Greece and Venice in, that would have been July, or late June. And it was amazing and beautiful and incredible, and I hope to go back soon. It was
hot.
Holy cow. Yeah. The hot, like Santorini, Greece was the hottest I've ever been in my life. Just dripping. It was so, so warm.
803-0550, our phone number. When we get back, perhaps one of the craziest trades ever is being worked on in the NBA. We'll get to that next.